CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Let's pause it.
Okay.
Redo that intro,
no,
right?
No, I don't know how to do that.
Oh, Mike.
Another bonus Thursday episode brought to you by HuluPlus.com.
What?
You know how much you guys love TV and movies?
What?
You know how much you just love binge watching through these programs? We're talking Daily Show, Colbert Report, any Criterion Collection movie you can think of.
Yeah, we're getting movies.
Well,
what?
HuluPlus.com allows you to do that on your TV, on your computer, on your phone. You can be on your phone watching The New Girl. How's that for the future?
We're there.
We are already here.
We're living in it.
And
I'm watching The New Girl right now.
And it's very cheap, and it's even cheaper if you go to HuluPlus.com/Amir, and it'll give you a free trial of the service. So you don't have to pay yet. You can just test it out and see if you like it.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to not only watch TV and movies, but it's a great way to support the show. I mean, these sponsors allow for us to keep making episodes.
You have to understand, guys.
And if you're honestly, you gotta understand.
This is a bonus. This is a bonus
this
Thursday.
This is a Thursday episode.
This is not happening without Hulu
this
Plus.
This is prime real estate. This
okay.
is Park Place. This is Boardwalk.
Yeah.
And this is really, a hotel.
This is Thursday.
And you're
you weren't getting a podcast on Thursday until Hulu Plus came along. So if you like having a Thursday podcast, everybody's just turning it off.
No, wait, come on.
Sorry about the voice. I'm sorry about the voice. Okay, look.
But the sentiment still stands.
All right. We have a Thursday episode thanks to them.
So thank you, Hulu Plus, and thanks to you guys for promising to check it out. You did. You really did promise.
You swore
to
us.
Yeah, you swore to us, and you really aren't going to let us down. So if
please
you can check out HuluPlus.com.
We've been hurt before.
/Amir. Check him out. Support us. Support the show. And enjoy this episode. It's a fun one.
Shut up.
Okay.
Wow, I like that one. That's soothing.
It was okay.
Welcome
to If I Were You, the only...
it worked. It soothed you.
The only advice podcast
on the internet. This is NPR. It sounded like MGMT.
Oh, yeah. Control yourself.
Take only what you need from it. We have to stop singing on this podcast, huh?
Why?
I don't know, because I think
we can't pay for the rights to the
songs.
No,
we're not allowed. Yeah, that's definitely illegal.
Also,
we have to just change the words.
Also, that's another theme song where she called us dirty Jews.
Did she? Oh, that's like
a
weird.
That's a weird thing that it's okay.
I feel like we never said that to each other, so it's sort of, is that an inside joke, or is it just people
just
being anti-Semitic?
Liberty. Yeah, we're so, they seem so close to us, they can like razz us about
that. Yeah, you little dirty Jew.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me,
Lucy Cooper, I don't think you're of my religion,
actually.
Yeah,
I don't think that's allowed,
I've
Lucy.
Never, yeah, nobody, no.
Sorry, Lucy, you actually can't call us a dirty Jew.
You dumb
only
woman.
Because, and especially because I'm only half Jewish, okay?
No, that's not why. It's offensive.
I'm just saying, like, you're a dirty Jew, and I'm half Christian. I'm half normal.
No, that's not. I never, there are no Jews named Lucy. I know for a fact that Lucy Cooper, who wrote that theme song, is not Jewish. I never went to a bat mitzvah. I've been to probably 100 bat mitzvahs, not once for someone named Lucy.
That's right.
Although
that's
I do like the name Lucy.
Yeah? Lucy's nice. Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Wow.
Really?
You're good at that.
You mean it?
Yeah.
Cool.
I really mean it. I mean it sarcastically.
I was nervous you were meaning it.
Yeah, I mean it really. Yeah,
my
fears have come true.
My fears have come true.
Yeah.
You really razzed me on that shit.
Yeah.
You insulted me, then you relieved me, then you insulted me worse.
You. No.
You said, wow.
I said, I really mean
you
it.
You were like, oh, please, yeah. please. And you were like, oh, wow. And I was like, oh, that hurt my feelings. You're like, you're really good at that. And I was like, oh, thank God. And then you were like, I'm saying it sarcastically. And it's sort of just like, it was more than a gut punch.
It was a goddamn wake-up call.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet that's also hosted by these two Jews. I'm Amir.
Dirty Jews, and I'm Jake.
You're dirtier than me.
Yeah, only right now. And always.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You don't value showers as much as I do.
Yeah, you're right. Fine. I'm sorry. I don't even know why I'm defending myself.
You're a very clean person organizationally.
Yeah.
So why can you go 3 days without showering and be okay with it?
I could go a week without showering and be okay with it.
And I'm sort of the other way. I'm sort of messy, but I need to shower at least once a day.
Yeah, you also like, I mean, I don't wash my hands. I'll eat off the floor.
Yeah.
I don't know, germs don't bother me. It's more like, it's my organization.
As long as they're organized, the germs.
My organization comes from like having a sort of a bad memory, so I like to like know exactly where stuff is all the time.
Oh, and I have such a good memory that I can keep my place and my brain scattered.
It's kind of true.
But as long as I'm clean.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, so I know where everything is in my pockets right now. I could tell you the order of the cards in my wallet.
Really?
I believe I could.
The order of the cards? Mm-hmm. What do you mean the order? Like the business cards?
Yeah, I could. Here's my wallet. Let's see if I can do it.
Okay. So the first one facing me is?
My ID.
Correct. Second one facing, be right behind that.
AAA card.
Correct. Third one.
Gym membership?
Yeah, that is true. Fourth one.
Oh, there's a fourth one?
Well, there's another layer. Now we're
in the next.
Layer.
Yeah, of course.
The next
layer, I believe, is my IAC access card.
Correct. Four for four.
Followed by my credit card.
Yes, that is true.
Followed by my debit card.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I could do the other side, I think.
There is another side. All right, flipping the wallet over.
Who is Metro card?
Correct.
What's the fuck? And now I'm second guessing myself. I believe behind my Metro card would be my health insurance.
Yes, Aetna.
And then my dental insurance.
No.
Oh no, it's the car insurance.
Then your car insurance.
Then it's dental?
Then it's...
Do I not have my dental card?
No, you do not.
I lost it then. See, that's how I know.
Okay, so what's after your car insurance?
Then it's Starbucks.
You got two more Starbucks.
And then one more card? REI.
Nailed it.
I know.
10 for 10.
No, I missed the dental.
Nah, it's okay. It wasn't in here. Anyway, that's our show. Thanks so much, everybody. Join us next time where Jake guesses the bills in his wallet.
You want to see something really impressive? I actually memorized my credit card expiration date and PIN code on the back.
Here we go. One time, 858-515-333-8586. You think if you gave away your credit card number right now, your number and your expiration date, a lot of people would start charging shit to it?
Probably.
At least just to see if it's real, or you think that...
You know what this is? Sorry, it's just, it was bothering me. The new health insurance, this covers my dental and
medical.
So there used to be two cards.
So you had it both.
I fucked it up.
And now you're going to spend the next 3 minutes reorganizing your wallet. Because as I was taking the cards out, I was putting them on the table, which really kills you.
So I know exactly which way they have to go.
But you know what? Those cards are really dirty and you're going to eat a sandwich later without washing your hands. And that's fine, right?
That's true.
As long as it makes you actually sick, physically ill, that's fine. As long as they're in the same order.
Well, like I'm sort of like a teacher, you know? Like teachers have really great immune systems because they're around sick kids all the time.
Yeah.
I just don't care about germs, but I very rarely get sick because I've just
because you're around Jeff and
them.
Dave Rosenberg all the time.
Yeah, Jeff Rosenberg is a giant germ.
He has the disease of 35 kindergartners. Jeff, I believe, has chicken pox right now, which is insane.
Chicken pox and smallpox.
he's tested 2 for 2 on the pox exam. Did we say what the name of the show is?
I think so.
Yes, we did.
This is If I Were You. Yeah, this is the longest intro ever.
Anyway, the way this podcast works is that we accept emails from people who are in dire straits and they need our advice. They don't necessarily need our advice. They just need any advice. And we do our best to offer them what we would do in their situation. And hopefully it helps them out.
Yeah.
That email, if you want to email us in, is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. That email is just open to you.
It's open to the public. First ever public email.
and anyone can use it. White people, other, miscellaneous.
No more Christians, though.
Christians and et cetera can use it. And you can even submit your own theme song. Lucy Cooper did that. She called us. Hers was borderline. Not even want to say borderline. Was anti-Semitic. Yeah, we still ran it.
She's part of the Hitler Youth or something.
We still played it, so you can imagine how open we are. So please send those over too. And all right, let's get to it.
Let's get right to it.
As always, these are real emails from real people, but we're gonna give them fake names to preserve their
anonymity.
Anonymity. Anonymity.
Anonymity.
All right. Here we go. One time. Hi. Oh, this one's from LeBron J. Interesting. Hey, guys. Just started using Tinder after I heard you guys talk about it, but I need help with my profile. I'm 21 and I have braces. Should I let the braces show or hide them? I don't know. I don't want to fool people the first thing I do, but I still want those swipes. Help me, Jake and Amir. So this is a...
Tinder owes me money. Can we all agree?
Tinder owes me cash.
I really feel like they either owe me cash or snatch.
Cashes equals snatches.
Cashes equals gashes. Oh, I hate that word for a vagina. That's what Streeter says.
What?
Gash.
Mad gash.
Well, I mean, he doesn't say it normally. I mean, he makes fun of people who do say it, but...
Yeah. I like cashes equal gashes, though.
That's really fucking gross.
But even to zoom this out even further, it's like, if you have a physical thing about you, everyone has a physical thing that they don't like. The question is, how much can you hide it in a picture, and is it worth hiding it because they're going to find out about it eventually?
Right. I think you just got to own it, bro. I mean, I wouldn't do it like main picture. Also, when do you get your braces off? Maybe don't join Tinder till they're gone.
Oh, how dare you?
Sorry, I'm just kidding.
I was a late braces user, actually.
Didn't you have braces in college?
I I had braces 10th, 11th, and then 12th grade, and I was going to have them throughout college, and I had to sign a waiver. I was like, I don't want braces in college. And he's like, you're still about 3 to 4 months away from having a perfect bite. I'm like, that's fine. Take them off. I don't want
braces
them at the beginning
are
of college.
So, I mean, I remember I wore braces for 8th, 9th, and 10th grade, and when my braces got taken off, my dog ate my retainer.
Oh.
And then I just have crooked teeth again. It's crazy. My dad spent so much money.
No, your teeth are good.
They're fine, but
they're not perfect.
This is what they looked like before braces. I mean, I guess maybe it was a little more crooked, but Jesus.
It's weird that braces are, like, braces seem like a medieval thing. Like, we shouldn't still have braces.
Yeah,
braces. They should be able to, like, surgically reorganize my teeth, and then in 2 weeks.
They can do that. I think that's way more expensive. You get veneers.
No, I don't want veneers. I want you to like mold. I want you to physically move my teeth into a straight fashion, and then
braces,
for like
really
2 weeks they're sore, and then they're set.
It's
and they're
torture.
Fine again.
It's crazy.
It is
did
torture.
You ever
you
a spacer? Do you ever a spacer on the top?
Oh yeah, with the retainer with
the
key.
Crank, yeah.
God, that was dangerous.
I swear
what
to God, I got
that key?
I had that for like. I also don't know how long I had it now because like time moved so slowly.
I think I had it for forever.
I might have had it for 6 months, and it might have been 2 weeks. I have no idea. I just know it was miserable. And
an expander. That's
yeah,
what
an expander.
It was.
I remember I ate a chocolate muffin the day I got it, and when I came off, there was still chocolate muffin in it.
Oh God!
Just like 6 months or maybe 3 weeks of just.
What about space? You called it spacer, but spacers were little rubber bands they put in between
right.
your teeth.
Well, there was a jaw spacer and then regular spacers. I think
mine was called an expander.
Oh, jaw expander. That might
and,
be
like,
too.
You put it. It's like a car roof on your mouth. That like it's like a metal tin disc.
All of our fans in England are like, "What are?" Sorry, I don't understand.
I don't get what orthodontistry is in general.
I remember when my mom got braces when I was in high school.
Whoa,
she needed them. Mama, hey mama.
did she ever get back to you about being on the show?
No, but didn't that episode just come out on Monday?
Yeah.
She was in Tennessee. I think she hasn't listened to it yet.
Okay.
But what the fuck, mom? I remember like she picked me up from school and she had the braces and I was so unsupportive. Like that must have been not easy as a 40-year-old.
Mom's a loser.
And I saw her, I was like, oh no, they're so bad. I like feel guilty about that to this day.
But yeah, orthodontistry is like such a medieval torturous thing. Like you crank your teeth slow once a month, you crank them into a tighter, more different position. And then like for the next day, you just can't
eat. Hurt.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I have a toothache on all my teeth.
Right. My whole entire face hurts.
For a day and a half, I can't bite.
Because it's filled with metal. Also, like if anything ever happened to your lips, they would just bleed. Because your lips are just, they pressed against the sharp metal in my mouth. A lot of our fans pushed my face and it was like gushing blood, and it's just I just had scabs for a fucking week.
A lot of our fans are like listening to this with braces, and I hope this is totally making them feel better, or maybe it's just making them feel a ton worse.
I mean, yeah, it does. It's one of those things that really doesn't get better. It's just gonna suck every single day till they're gone. And
but then when it comes off, you feel
your teeth
like
are gonna look great
hero.
For 6 months, and that's it.
No, they
shift back.
No, they do not.
Your
shift
teeth
back.
Aren't perfect anymore.
No, they're not perfect, but like how they were really bad. Oh. They were, like, really crooked.
Fine.
And they are perfect, actually.
No, my teeth are perfect.
They really are perfect. Except for the fact that when I smile, the gap in between my two front teeth don't align with the gap in between my two bottom teeth. Other than that, it's pretty much... Look at me.
Oh, yeah.
Also, look how O-hood.
That's so weird. You're not moving your jaw at all? That's just, wow.
Yeah, I have like an overbite where if I eat a sandwich and like a piece of lettuce is in between my two, like my front teeth and my bottom teeth, it'll just slide right out because I don't have a full closure.
Interesting.
But you know what? I'm still like a well-rounded, nice guy. I just have tooth decay.
It has nothing wrong with you. I mean, your teeth are okay, and you generally suck as a guy. I'm not saying they're connected. I'm just saying don't call yourself well-rounded, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're lowering my mic. You're here.
And you're down.
What are you doing? What are you doing with my levels?
Get off of me. You're hurting me. Either way, what should this guy do? Put his braces in his profile picture or not?
I would just bury him. I would do no braces on your main picture, and then... Three pictures in, show them the truth.
It's tough. Do you want to show the truth now or do you want to delay the truth later? I would almost want to show the truth now because
you don't
want to see someone swipe you to the left, a.k.a. Disregard you in person.
Right.
You want them to do it in the privacy of their own home. If they're cool with braces, maybe they have braces too, then they can swipe you to the right. And when you show up to a date, you could be extra excited.
Yeah, it's very true.
It's kind of like when you use Tinder, should I swipe to the right always? Because then when I get a match, I won't be as excited, but I'll get more matches.
Right.
Or should I be super selective? Rarely get a match, but when I do, it means a lot.
You just know it's dope. Yeah, I mean, you want to be meeting up with people that are going to be cool with the braces. You don't want that to be a thing that you have to talk about. So just... Put the braces not in the profile picture, but have them there because they're not like who you are. Your profile picture doesn't have to have braces. They're not permanent.
But I mean, yeah, like a lot of people sort of hide who like a lot of I don't use Tinder, but I've seen you do it. And a lot of times it's like two girls on the front page. What are those girls trying to do?
I think they're like insecure, I guess. But like usually you have to just go through their pictures and then you find out which one.
I had a friend. My buddy swiped this girl to the right, and he's like, I don't know which girl she is. There's like a different permutation of 3 to 4 girls in every one, and he has to like play mastermind to try to narrow it down. And then he's like, I went on a date with her, and she was cute. I still don't. She could have been an even sixth girl. Like,
I had no idea.
He just had no idea who they were.
I've been dating her for 6 months. I am not sure which one she is.
Yeah. And usually a good rule of thumb is if there's two girls in the profile picture, it's the uglier one. The hotter one would never put an uglier one in their profile picture because they don't want to be mistaken for the uglier one.
I've also seen hot girls that are like, do it to almost seem down to earth, I think. Or maybe they are down to earth. Or maybe, who knows why anybody does anything, but they...
anymore.
I've seen hot girls not be the only person in their profile picture.
So a hot girl and then a less attractive friend and she's the hot girl?
Yeah.
In the main profile picture?
Oh, yeah.
It's rare.
It's rare.
It's rare. It's rare.
You see it.
Have you ever met with a Tinder?
Not like totally rare, though. I mean, I feel like almost half the time when I'm like, oh, I hope it's this girl, and then it is.
It's half the time is very rare, then. It's really rare. If it's half, then it's rare.
What was the question you were going to ask?
What? Have you ever been blown away with how different someone's real-life appearance is versus how they represent themselves online?
Yes.
Like, holy shit, you're much worse, usually?
Once was worse and once was better. And I met people on Tinder where they're like, you look better than your pictures... And I was like, what? Really? That's
well, in
cool.
general, you're more attractive than you are in your photos. You're not photogenic.
Me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you're not photogenic.
You're mean. So fine, if I'm not photogenic, you're just a bad person.
Yeah, but you can't capture that in a picture anyway.
You actually sometimes can. There's a picture of you kicking a dog. There's a picture of you flipping off a toddler.
There's a picture of you sort of giving your dad a paper cut.
So that, yeah, that comes off in the photo. You could tell you're a bad guy.
There's a picture of you sort of stepping on a cat's tail, and you can sort of tell it's on purpose.
There's a picture of you sort of like you're scowling at a charity event.
Yeah. There's one of you holding a can of kerosene outside of a, what's it called?
A burning orphanage?
No, not the, what's the, the habitat, the place where you rescue dead birds.
Oh, the Humane Society?
Yeah, right outside of a Humane Society. There's you petitioning for the closure of one.
Yep.
This is all my Tinder profile.
When the cops came through, me and Drace sit next to a burnt down house.
With a can full of gas.
And a handful of matches.
Handful of matches?
Oh.
Tinder. Still wasn't found out. Oh, is Tinder and matches a thing? Is that like a...
Yeah, yeah, because it's like, I mean, yeah, and their logo is like a little flame. It's like, let's create the spark, whatever, you know, keep the flame alive.
There's a lot of
fiery stuff. Yeah, it's really cute.
All right.
Anyway, one last thing I'll say is that some people are attracted to braces. I hooked up with a girl with braces once, and it was, I mean, she was 14.
But you have to understand, I was 8.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's kind of sexy.
When?
I don't know. It was sexy for me.
Sexy to hook up with a girl with braces?
Yeah.
Because, like, she's innocent and young?
Yeah, she seemed... Oh, well, she wasn't, but she seemed it because the braces.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get braces.
Shut up, dude.
That'll turn you on.
Ew.
What?
Ew.
You said it would.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I absolutely didn't say you getting braces would turn me on. It would, but I would never admit that.
I wanted to get into how weird it would be to become an orthodontist, to be able to choose any profession in the world, and you want to choose the one that tortures teens.
Yeah, but you also, I remember when I got my braces off, I was so happy.
Yeah, so you're giving, so you're torturing, releasing into the wild a beautiful young 16-year-old. Beautiful. All right, next question. Question number two. This one comes from someone I'll call Chris Bosch. 6'11", 260 pounds out of the University of
Texas. It's actually from Dwayne Wade, but we're disguising his name to preserve Dwayne's anonymity.
Yeah. Oh, D-Wade, I know you're listening out there. Hey, best of luck this season, man.
Dupain, LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade.
This is a very... Hello, Jake and Amir. There is a very tough, rotund girl that lives in our uni halls and always comes to clubs with my group. When she gets drunk, she gets violent. A few times she punches and kicks me, especially if she sees me eating meat, as she is a vegetarian. A few times she has even knocked me to the ground on nights out. I've told her many times to stop doing this, as it is odd, but she won't. Should I just give her a beating and teach her a lesson? Regards, Chris Bosch.
What is this? What is this weird school you go to?
Oh, it's an English school.
Oh, I see. No braces.
I would never advocate hitting a woman, but this is as close as it gets.
It's so weird.
Like a rotund girl who's really physically fit and can hurt you.
And it's also, I mean...
And you can't defend yourself.
Yeah, why do you think you can just give her a beating? Just, oh, me and all my girlfriends are going to break into a room with socks filled with nickels and just sort of give her a beat down to end all beat downs.
Oh, the old nickel sock.
We're going to send her to the goddamn ER. It's also funny that this girl is like... She's a vegetarian, so she cares about the well-being of animals, but will just beat the shit out of someone that's eating meat.
I'll beat the shit out of a human before I ever kill a chicken.
I really think people that are into like fair trade and all that stuff and should just be violent. That's how shit gets done, right?
Yeah, actions speak louder than words. As long as you're not hurting an animal.
So from now on, if we get you eating meat, vegetarians are just gonna punch you in the face. You're like a scab during a strike or something.
She's like a physical activist, like the kind that like cause like break-ins at like animal hospitals and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and they're like, oh, they like free animals and they like toss red paint on people in.
Yeah, fur. Like environmental terrorism.
Oh shit. That's cool.
That's actually really sexy.
All those people deserve beatings. Yeah, what do you do if somebody's already you've talked to them several times.
Would you try maybe holding her hands so tightly that it does hurt her?
Yeah.
But like you're actually not physically harming her.
Right.
But like you're squeezing it so tight that she gets the point.
And she's only really, really in pain because she's struggling to let go.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Her. Or like you can shove her, like get away from me. If you shove her to the ground, it's not technically hitting.
If you're get away pushing, from me, you wench.
Yeah, and then you push her, you shove her into the ground, and she gets the message, but you technically didn't strike her.
Or like spraying a fire extinguisher all over her room or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like destroying her personal property.
Physically scaring her. You know
intimidating
what I mean?
Her, yeah.
Yeah,
you just
get
a knife and brandish it every once in a while.
Yeah.
Brandishing weapons.
Physically threaten her. Or like slice a little bit of her leg fat off.
Oh wow, stabbing!
Yeah, like you're sort of trimming a turkey.
I guess I would also just talk to your RA. I don't know what the equivalent of that is in England, but talk to some authority figure at school. Maybe
he doesn't want
to
be a pussy about it. Oh, tell on her.
I mean,
this girl hits me. Oh, you can't hit her. This girl's probably named Becky. Is that safe to say?
Stop hanging out with her. Can you just stop hanging out with her?
Well, she tags along and goes to the clubs.
All right, next.
You're done?
Yeah, I give up. There's nothing you can do except beat her, but I'm not going to fucking say that on the podcast.
Okay, maybe give like opposite advice, but like in a way that's actually advice. So for example, what shouldn't you do? Wink.
Oh, I mean, whatever you do,
don't
don't throw a swift left hook to her to her neck. Okay,
yeah, that'll.
You do not want to rabbit punch her in the neck, and you don't want to push your thumb into her eye. That's something you wouldn't want to do.
Also, don't take your heel and give like a swift kick to her like a thigh meat.
Yeah, that's not good.
That might bruise her pretty bad.
Ripping out her earrings would be something.
Oh God!
Don't do that. Okay, and just like grabbing her nipples and squeezing.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
I'm just saying, don't do that.
Now I'm getting turned on, you ass.
Yeah, don't like grab her nipples and squeeze them and and pull her towards you. And,
yeah, don't let one thing just lead to another and be
and
like.
And whisper like, you like it rough, do you?
Oh, holy shit, you keep hitting me. What if I hit on you?
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to slap you with something else?
Yeah, like bend her over your knee and spanking or something?
Yeah, be like, oh, I'm going to hit you back. I'm going to hit you back.
Oh.
Oh.
We're both jerking each other off. I really don't know what to do aside from
spank her, I think.
She's earned a spanking.
She's earned a grade B spanking. I'd like to spank a rotund girl. I really would like to spank a very tough rotund girl.
That is the sexiest thing I've ever heard you say.
It's funny because it's true. All right, let's take our little intermission now.
Oh, not bad. Oh, you know what we have to do?
Yes. Finally give our shout-outs to our Harry's buyers.
We really fucked that up.
We said if you forward us your receipts from Harry's razors, that we'll give you a shout-out, and we forgot to do it.
Sure did.
So
this isn't technically a break right now. This is work.
Yeah. Please don't charge us for this next 30 seconds. So we really do apologize for not mentioning you earlier. Kevin B., James H., Fariba H., Noah K., Keith S., Herbert C., Mike D., Jack D., Tanner W., Raymond S., Christian N., John K., Mason A., Eric J., and Jake R.
Ooh, I thought it was going to be me.
Oh, no. We don't have to give you a shout out.
Right.
You're already the star of the show, aren't you?
Wow, I appreciate
that. Oh, come
that.
On, man. That's what you wanted to hear,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I really
that
did.
You're the star. You're the funny one.
I am the star of the show.
Oh, during the web series, I get to get all the laughs, and everyone loves Amir, but now this is my fucking time to shine. Amir's my goddamn co-pilot.
What the fuck, man?
Say that. Say it if you mean it. Say it.
Yeah, it's finally your chance to ride on my coattails.
Yeah. You really,
really
think
is.
So. You really,
really
think
is.
So. You think
I
you
really
fucking
do.
Carry you think
yeah.
you carry the heavy
I
weight.
I think I carry the
yeah.
I think podcast
yeah.
wise I do the heavy lifting.
You really
I'm
do.
The I bled for this podcast, you know, man.
How so?
I got blood drawn for my STD test after I mistakenly told a bunch of impressionable tweens that they couldn't get herpes unless there was an open wound. Yeah. So that's what's up.
Holy shit.
Sorry, our first fight. A lot came out there.
That wasn't us.
That was, no, it was you. It wasn't me. I'm not like that. He's like that.
I hate to point fingers, but here we go. Right at you, buddy.
Is the break over? Shit.
Oh, let's mention our shows now so we don't have to even do it at the end. We have a show coming up at Comic-Con. Who's going to be at New York City Comic-Con?
Me.
Raise your hand.
Me. Oh, I am. Shut up. Shut up. We'll see you there.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
If you're going to be at the New York City Comic-Con, we are doing a live If I Were You with Pete Holmes, which is probably going to be the highlight of our podcasting lives.
Yeah, it's true.
Pete's just this very funny comedian. I'm sure you guys know him already. He has a show coming out on TBS called The Pete Holmes Show, and he's going to be part of our live show, Alive If I Were You, at NYC Comic Con.
Which is very, very exciting. Pete's probably my favorite, one of my favorite stand-up acts.
Yeah. It's weird because we knew Pete before he was a stand-up comedian. So to us, he was just like a funny dude.
Right.
And then we saw him do stand-up.
Well, actually, I didn't hate Pete because I didn't know him, but I used to really hate when he would come to the office.
Because his laugh would be very loud.
And I was like not part of the...
Cool crew.
I was too scared to like turn around, so I was at my little intern desk listening to Pete crack up.
Cackle.
And I was like, I think that Pete's laugh is so enjoyable when you're in on the joke with him, when you're like making him laugh or he's making himself laugh, like just around, you know, like
when you're in the circle.
Right. But I was just like trying to pretend like I wasn't paying attention to you guys and just like hearing him cackle. I was like, oh my God, it's in my ear.
Well, hopefully we're going to be on the inner circle of it come NYC Comic Con.
Yes, all of us will be. And it's going to be amazing. That beautiful laugh.
If you're there, do that. And if you're not at Comic Con, you can come to a live podcast taping at Brooklyn at Littlefield on November 6th. Part of New York City Comedy Week, something?
And please come. Comedy It'll Fest. Be awesome. Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And that'll be our first official If I Were You podcast taping. And we're going to tape it and put it online, too.
And we're trying to take like audience questions and stuff. So yeah. Come and like
it'll be interactive.
Participate. Be part of the show. It'll be fucking cool.
And you said you'd kiss one person on the mouth.
Yeah, I did promise it was going to be you.
Yeah.
But it is somebody who's getting kissed on the mouth. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have a little kissing booth or something.
Oh, that'd be funny. Sell your little kisses.
Yeah, for free. I'll smooch anybody that asks. I really will.
And that doesn't have anything to do with the podcast. It's just sort of how you live your life, right?
Yeah.
Like you have no standards, so you'll pretty much smooch anybody or anything.
I kiss girls, kiss guys. The only person I would never kiss is myself.
Why is that?
Because I'm not real.
What do you mean you're not
I
real?
I wish I didn't exist. I'm invisible. I'm small. I am, I think I'm...
What?
I think I'm a little bit of despicable little shit.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. No, too much self-loathing. I'm gonna celebrate myself.
You really are you're just two extremes of the same human. You're like at one end you hate how you are sometimes and how you act, and then within the next hour, you're a god. You think you're one of the most impressive people on earth, but you're never in between.
That's not fair. I never say I'm a god.
But you
most
think
impressive.
So?
I mean, I guess
you
I like,
have the confidence of someone who's like exuding.
Right. I have. I get confident. There's time. I mean, I guess there's times where I'm like, I'm on top of the world. I'm on top of the world. Everything happens for me. And then there's times where I'm like, I'm a piece of shit. I deserve to die.
Yeah.
But I think that's normal. Everybody all day thinks they're a god and an asshole.
But I never get very high or very low.
I guess it's just like people have it to varying degrees, and I'm extreme.
I'm a Zen Buddhist in that regard, I think.
No, you're sort of just like an emotionless robot.
I'm sort of like...
You're like a sort
emotionally
of...
Emotionally evolved in that regard.
No, you're sort of like emotionless.
No, I'm
you're stunted.
I'm a mature adult in that regard.
You are... You're nothing. You're no one.
I'm sort of everything in that regard. In that regard, I am a... Yeah, I'm better than you in that regard.
You're saying this in a mirror.
I'm
better than you.
In that regard. I'm better than you because I'm the real thing and you're just a goddamn reflection.
So, yeah, this is you having too much confidence.
All right, back we go?
I suppose so.
Hold your nose and fall backwards into the goddamn swimming pool of questions we're about to enter. Come with me.
There's time for maybe one more. Under the sea.
Do-do-do-do.
Darling, it's better. Downward, it's wetter. Take it from me.
Out in the sun, they play all day. All right, here we go. Here's a good one. This one is from Chris Birdman Anderson.
Woo.
Another email from Dwayne Wade.
He's pathetic.
Hey, guys. Every day some dude from work goes on a Starbucks run. And having the closest office to the boss, I would always carry him his coffee. Recently, he started tipping me for the coffee. Let's just say he makes a lot more money than me, so his tips were very substantial. I don't think he knows that I'm just keeping the money for myself. Am I just an asshole, or am I doing the right thing?
It's definitely not the second one, right?
Yeah, those are the two extremes. Am I an asshole, or am I... am I a Robin Hood, I think? Am I sort of a social vigilante, a secret humanitarian in that regard?
What are you talking about? Am I doing it right?
He's stealing tips because he's the one actually...
Is this right? There's no other gray area.
Well, to be clear, I think the boss is giving him a tip to give to the guy who's either going on a coffee run or making the coffee at Starbucks.
Yes, of course.
There's two middlemen, and he's just taking the tips.
He's definitely not tipping you for walking the coffee into your office. I mean, you should just like think about it like this. If everyone in the office found out what you'd been doing, would you feel like a huge asshole? Would you basically feel like you needed to quit?
Or would you feel like you're doing the right thing?
How is this the right thing?
I think you can... this is sort of a Seinfeldian problem. I can see Costanza in this problem. And I think the trick is to convince yourself that he is tipping you. That way you're doing the vibe. Like, wait.
Start doing nice little things for like service, you know, like bring him a napkin.
Yeah, and see if
maybe
he
ask if
you.
He needs anything else. And then you're like, oh, okay, I've earned this tip. until then, I mean, you're stealing is what's happening, right?
But not really, because he is... As far as the guy's concerned, he's giving him a tip. Okay, that he's not stealing his money because he's giving his money away. He just assumes that the money's going somewhere else where it's not.
I guess maybe if one day you get found out, you could be like, but you know the money's not going to you. I don't know. I would... it's like if you suddenly start getting too much money in your paycheck.
Yeah, would you say like, anything?
But you have to, because eventually someone's going to catch it. And you clearly have known all along, and you didn't say anything.
You can plead ignorance. You can act dumb.
I don't think you can when it comes to that kind of thing.
Oh, you weren't tipping me? Oh,
no,
oops.
Oops. You stole money.
Oh, I don't know what money is.
Everyone's so...
is that what this bill is? I've been eating the money you give me.
You're fired.
How am I fired?
You're a simpleton.
I ate a coin the other day. What does it mean?
How do you expect?
Is this wallet or is this a meal? I ate money.
You're a NASA engineer, for crying out loud.
I still don't know.
You're building space shuttles.
Can I eat it?
Yeah, if you're playing that dumb, you're not going to keep your job.
Just break open a piggy bank like a wonton and pour the insides into your mouth if you ever get caught.
I eat money. Nah.
That's a new character we've never done before. Impossibly dumb idiot. I don't know, a box. What's the cereal and what's the box?
It sounds like Rosie's voice.
I don't even know.
I'm sorry.
I ate a nickel. It's... I don't know. I'm crazy.
Oh, that's also... it's sort of like a Tom Hanks "I'm sorry."
Oh yeah,
Wilson, I'm sorry.
I ate a bag,
Wilson.
Oh, I ate a hat.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what food is versus things. Wilson.
What's happened to us?
Oh my God, we've been recording for 9 days straight.
We haven't recorded any of this.
This is not even plugged in.
It's
Holy
so
shit.
Funny to think of just this. We don't record this and have this conversation.
This is how we speak to each other.
This was the pod before we ever recorded. This was what me and Amir did.
Yeah, we'd speak into microphones plugged into nothing, and they're like, you know what? We should just click on the on switch.
Yeah, just answering questions.
Yeah. That we hopefully got to an email address that may or may not have existed back then. So I say keep the money. Yo, do you?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Keep the money.
No.
Seize that cheese, yo.
He is seizing
Seize
the cheese.
Cheddar. Seize the cheddar.
But
it
you're a hashtag. You are a hashtag dope. You understand?
We're just getting all the t-shirts in right now. Cool. Those are two pieces of advice. Take them or leave them. What would you guys do?
That's always what you're allowed to do with our advice.
Yeah. Jake says, don't do it. I say, you know what? You might as well go for it. You're not making a lot of money. This isn't your career.
Yeah, you know who else is making a lot of money? The poor guy that has to go to Starbucks, who the tip is actually for.
Well, then he should have walked the drink into the
boss.
Why
don't you at least start going to Starbucks?
No.
Why don't you be the guy that
no,
goes to Starbucks?
No, absolutely
wrong?
Not. I'm too busy.
I want to punch you for this.
And what?
What do I do when I get there? Ugh! I want coffee! How did it work?
The amount that you're defending him makes me blame you for the crime.
How is that fair? How is that legal? All right. Last question. Let's squeeze it in.
Let's do it.
Ass. This one comes from a lady.
Ooh.
We'll call her Patricia Riley.
Okay.
Are you okay?
That's fine.
You're falling asleep. Holy shit, you're resting your forehead on the pop guard of the microphone. That's
yeah,
not
this thing
to be how it works.
It would be a pretty comfortable pillow, actually.
All right, let's finish this episode before you fall asleep completely.
There's got to be some way to make a pillow out of this.
All right, hey, focus, come on.
I'm serious.
Come on. No, I know, but just...
No, I'm dead
remember
serious.
Remember to listen to the question when I read it.
Excuse me. I have a phone call to make.
No, please do it after we're done.
Hey. Hey, Dad. Fuck you! You never believed in me, and I just thought of a crazy-ass pillow design.
So who's wrong now? All right, Patricia Riley writes, Hey, guys, I just moved into an apartment. Hey, guys, I just moved into an apartment.
Do I still owe you $1,500 now? I do, because they were for car payments.
And my pillow design is worthless?
Sorry.
Fair enough, Dad. Angsty teen, but he's also really logical. Fuck you, Dad. Actually, I went too far, Dad. I realize you're just sort of trying to help out as best as you can, Dad.
Yeah, and I realize I resent you because I'm dealing with mostly my own shit, Dad.
Yeah, just that puberty is very difficult, Dad.
Yeah, I'm not okay with myself, and thus I project it onto you, Dad. And that's not fair, is it, Mom, Dad?
I know you're just making me go to school because, you know, on one hand it is legal, but on the other hand it's going to make me a more well-rounded individual in the long run, but at the same time I really don't appreciate it now, guys. All right. Sorry.
All right.
I think I love Katie now. I know she's my little sister. She's freaking annoying, but I'm lucky to have her. Dad. Hey, Jake and Amir. I just moved into an apartment with my best friend of 15 years and her fiancé. Living with them has been great, with the exception of him constantly hitting on me. Anytime we are alone together, he finds a way to grope me or talk provocatively. Up until recently, it didn't bother me that much. But that is, until recently, he came up behind me one night and, rubbed his boner against my back. I told him to stop fucking with me, but he just laughed it off as a joke. I don't know what to do now because he is still super inappropriate. I want to tell my friend, but I don't want to damage our relationship. And I don't want to be that girl who ruined theirs. Help me, please, Patricia Riley.
I'm appalled.
I know. About what, though? That she didn't turn around and suck his dick?
Jesus Christ.
He's doing
what are you talking
it.
About?
Be you don't flattered, be... you slut.
Shut up.
No.
You can't. No.
No, absolutely
no,
be
we're
flattered.
Not, no.
I bet nobody
I
else wants
it.
To
we're done.
Suck their
this
dick
is bits.
Against
no.
The back of your
no.
Throat. You know what? He should be putting the he's putting his D against the inside of the back
this
of your
is,
throat.
This is criminal. What he's doing, what he's doing is illegal.
Bullshit.
Yes. You
bullshit.
He could be arrested for this. You he's groping
I'd love
you?
To see her try.
Oh no.
To see what she does to me. him. What?
What? You sick fuck. The judge knew he was full of shit.
So he gave him 25 years. And I promised him tears.
The courtroom, he screamed, She lies, that little slut!
What a scary courtroom that is in Sublime's Date Rape.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
You...
Flirting is bad enough, but the sexual harassment is a whole other
level. The groping... And you, by the way, you definitely do want to be the person that comes between them and ruins that relationship. Your friendship's going to be fine as long as you're honest.
Yeah, she doesn't want to marry a guy that rubbed his boner against your back.
Right. They should not be together. That guy should be dead.
Even if he did, like, stick it up against their back and be like, this is a hold up. Give me all your love or something funny like that. It wouldn't be good.
Is that what you would say? That's what you did?
I'm saying, even if he like stuck his dick into her back and was like, uh-oh, this is a stick
I
up.
I can't even get
now
on
help
board.
Me get my stick up.
You're doing this
That
bit.
Wouldn't be worth it. That's
You're
not okay.
You're doing it alone. You're
That's
doing it alone.
That's not all right.
I'm not
Even if he stuck his dick against her back and said, all right, you know what? Put the money in a bag and nobody gets squirt. Even if he did that, that would be this so is... fucked up. That would be so messed up.
You're a molester for this.
What?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
You're some kind
me.
Of sexual deviant. You're a sex offender.
We're joking
Amir's
about?
A sex offender.
No, absolutely not.
Ladies and gentlemen, and he does insane. Have to tell you this.
Are you in there? Holy shit. They're here already. The courtroom.
I just pressed 911. I held and I let the call connect for that whole entire bit. And they just sent someone. I didn't even ask. They just took it upon
insane.
Themselves. You should report this guy definitely to your friend. Maybe
to the police.
Yeah. I mean, if he's like inappropriately groping you and touching you, he's not allowed to live there. He's
At the very least, you shouldn't be marrying your best friend.
I'm serious. I don't know. I'll follow up with this, but if you live in the tri-state area, I'll come and personally kick the shit out of him. Even if he's bigger than me, I'm scrappy. I'll find a way to fucking kick the shit out of him. I'll hit him with something.
Yeah, I'll do that too.
I'll fight dirty. I'll fight him too.
Me and Jake will take him down.
I'll scratch, bite, claw his eyes out, pinch, kick.
He doesn't want to mess with me.
I'm going to kick his ass. I'll find a way. I don't care how big
he is.
All
right, yeah, he's in Jersey.
Yeah?
He's in Jersey. He's like this auto mechanic, 6'3", 220.
All right.
And he's actually waiting for you.
Give me that shower curtain rod. Take down the towel. Give me the rod. I think if I blindside him, I can hit him in the back of the head. That's going to get him down. Then I'm going to kick him in the neck.
You get arrested.
I'm going to stomp on his hands. I don't care. I'll go to jail.
Jesus.
I ain't afraid of jail.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
What does he say? Oh, no. What's that? I ain't going to jail. Watch.
Oh, don't believe me. Just watch.
Oh, don't. Oh, I thought the lyric was. Oh, fucking never mind.
So Jake says, definitely do something about it. He'll beat the shit out of him, and I'll just say, definitely tell someone. Unfortunately, I don't believe in physical violence, but I will totally use my words and try to talk him off.
Sort of a wordsmith.
Yeah.
Hey, bucko. Ow! He's slapping me. With his dick.
It is a turnoff.
More than.
I think you're so invested in the situation that you feel bad about ruining their relationship, but you shouldn't, because this guy is a monster. He's a deviant monster.
Yeah.
So tell your friend about it. That's what we would do. If we were you. Ooh, sorry. If we were you.
Didn't get better. One more try.
If we were you.
That's not bad.
But it wasn't great.
If we were you.
Cha. Anyway, that's our show. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Thanks for the emails. Keep them coming. That email again is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We need your questions. We need your theme song submissions. The one at the beginning was from someone named Lucy Cooper.
And we need your just...
We just need your positivity.
We
feed off the energy. It's like we talk into this void and we put it online and we hope to God that people listen to it, but we don't know. Sure, the numbers go up.
We need your money, actually. I'm going to set up a PayPal.
Excuse me.
Give me, actually, if everyone could Venmo me $5.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know how many people listen to this fucking thing, but if every single one of them Venmo'd me $5.
Yeah.
It's no skin off their back.
It's $5 is a lot to some people.
No. You really can find it. You can find $5. I'll give you a week. Look under your couch cushions.
We have
If your parents leave money out for emergencies.
Don't.
Venmo me.
We have sponsors that pay us, and then people can support our sponsors.
I know we have sponsors. I'm saying I want this money in addition to the sponsors. Oh, wow. You don't get that I want more money?
No, I do. I just
You don't
can't
get that I'm
you.
Asking for money so I don't have to do shit and I get shit?
That's not how it works. People watch TV. They watch the commercials. The commercials pay for the content and the people watch the content.
And I love that. And I know we have our commercials. We have our sponsors. That's how we keep the podcast going. And that's a necessary thing. Anybody who listens to podcasts gets that.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, in addition to that, I want $5 from everybody who listens.
Or not, it's not going to happen.
Why not?
It's just not. That's not how it works. People expect free content. A lot of people, that would prohibit a lot of people.
I'm not.
What are you trying to? You can. That's
I'm not
it.
Saying Ended I won't it. Make the podcast. I'm not saying they're. I'm not charging
that's,
for
that's,
content.
That's an even another reason that's, why they won't do it because they know they can get it for free.
Right.
You thought you really could just grab several $100,000 right now from people.
I thought I really
you
thought
you could crowdsource
everyone,
your
I
fucking
really
retirement
think,
fund.
I really did. I thought that if everyone Venmo'd
well,
me $5,
here we go.
I'd
okay,
be.
Truth is, you can't.
Okay.
All right.
No, that's a hard thing to hear.
It is, but it's the truth, and I'm glad you're hearing it. So, anyway, cool. Thanks so much for listening.
Ta-da, rabah. Ta-da, rabah for listening. And if y'all want to do a mitzvah.
Oh, my God. I'm not letting it die. You are insane. Yes.
What was that little box that we had in Hebrew school? Tzedoka?
A tzedaka box.
Tzedaka. Oh, yeah. Tzedaka?
Tzedaka.
Tzedaka.
Yeah, it's like charity.
Right.
Tzedaka.
Tzedaka. That's
as besedel. As ten ken tadashe kulam. Everyone listens to this podcast.
Sababa.
Again, we really appreciate it. So thank you so much.
Toda raba.
Lehitraot.
Sababa.
Ken buchim abayim b'shalom. No, this last theme song, the outro theme song, is by someone I believe named Alex McRitchie. And if it's not, then I'll re-record that person's name after we're done. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Bye. That was our episode. Once again, it was brought to you by Hulu Plus. If you can check out HuluPlus.com/Amir, it would help us out very, very muchly.
Very muchly.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Bye.